Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What if I told you that it is your lucky day? Your life's a joke, you're broke, you finally get to play. You've been dreaming of this now for a year, but you never get past intern sweater Mike to talk to Free Beer.
It is time to play Dumber Than the Show Trivia. Hot Wings and Jove combined to boost the jackpot up to $1,000. Nine straight wins. Every day we add $100. So the jackpot tomorrow will be $1,100 or $100. Let's meet today's contestant. His name is Mike from Toms River, New Jersey, and listens on 105.7 The Hawk. Hello, Mike.
Hello. How's everybody doing there?
We're good. How are you?
Thank you.
I'm doing well.
Now, Mike, how long ago did you date the woman we're about to talk about? Been a while?
Yeah, mid-80s.
Okay.
All right.
You had a girlfriend. Was this a high school sweetheart?
No. No, okay. Actually, I hired her to work for me. I worked in a record store, and she worked for me during the summer.
And you guys hit it off. You had a relationship, and then after you broke up, she went to Princeton?
She was going to Princeton when we dated.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wow. And then after you broke up, what did she win?
She won the Nobel Prize recently.
Recently?
Recently. Wow. So you're rolling around in all your old Huey Lewis records.
Oh, don't say that. I hate Huey Lewis.
Oh, even worse.
What was her Nobel Prize for? Something lame like literature?
No, actually, she won it for... She was from the Philippines.
Okay.
And she couldn't speak English when she came to the States. And then she just was a fantastic person. She just was... She could do anything, you know?
Yeah.
And...
you don't know what she won for, do you?
She won... She went to the Philippines, and she became a... she started this... news agency, because she had worked at CNN. She went to the Philippines and started this news agency called Rappler.
Okay.
So it was like a news organization that she did through the internet. And she was so against the Duterte. And he was trying to do all kinds of stuff to her and sued her and trying to put her in jail, if you know the story about her.
What's her Nobel Prize for?
Was it the Peace Prize or was it the...
Yeah, it was the Peace Prize.
Yes. Okay, that was the question.
Is her name Maria Ressa?
Ressa, exactly. Ressa. Yep.
Nice.
Wow. All right. We should have just asked that. I will read this article later on.
Hot Wings, get out.
Okay.
Mike, you have a chance to win $1,000. Then she will say, I dated a guy who won some money from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show when yes. she's a guest on some sort of talk show.
Yeah, I'll have to send her an email okay. if I win.
If she doesn't have you blocked, I mean. All right. You and Hot Wings each have the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. In case of a tie, low time wins. Say pass in any question. We'll come back to it if you have time remaining. Most of the time we would. It uses up more time, but you may instead win because of that. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Hot Wings in the hall. You can't hear the answer. He can't hear the answers or any of the questions. Mike, here we go. It is your turn to play Dumber Than the Show Trivia, and your turn begins in 3, 2, 1. Which quarterback was taken first overall in the 2012 draft by the Indianapolis Colts?
I'll pass.
Who was the second president of the United States to be assassinated while in office?
McKinley.
Who replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer of Van Halen?
Pass.
Which country has the most dogs in the world?
The United States.
In which city would you find Lombard Street, which claims to be the crookedest
street? San Francisco.
Which quarterback was taken with the first overall pick in the 2012 draft by the Indianapolis Colts?
I'm going to have to guess on this one. I have no idea. Double pass.
Who replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer for Van Halen?
Sammy Hagar.
Time.
I was shocked when you passed on that.
I couldn't think of one. It's crazy, and I didn't want to waste time.
Well, it worked out the way you did it.
I'm a Packer fan, so I only know a couple quarterbacks. I'm a Packer yes. fan, so.
So your brain said Favre and Rodgers, and you're like, well, those are both wrong.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Exactly. Mike, hold on. Kelly. You have the music for the end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hot Wings is back.
Hot Wings?
Yes.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, your turn begins in 3, 2, 1. Which quarterback was taken first overall in the 2012 draft by the Indianapolis Colts?
Andrew Luck.
Who is the second president of the United States to be assassinated while in office?
Monroe.
Who replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer for Van Halen?
Oh, that's Sammy Hagar.
Which country has the most dogs in the world?
China.
In which city would you find Lombard Street, which claims to be the crookedest street
in
the world?
San Francisco.
Time.
Seen it.
Mr. Fancy Pants. He's seen a street in a city. Must be nice going back. Nah, that's
one of the
fair.
Most famous streets in
it
the
is.
World.
Was it worth going there as a tourist?
Well, no, not really.
No, like most things.
No, I mean, it was more happen upon it and go, oh.
Hey, ain't that something? Look at it. That's okay. That road.
That's how it's worth it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right. Let's welcome back Mike. Mike, did you have sex with the Nobel Prize winner from the future?
Stevie Wonder says we don't kiss and tell. I'm an adult.
So, no. All right. Number one, which quarterback was taken with the first overall pick of the 2012 draft by the Indianapolis Colts? Having said Andrew Luck, Mike was a double pass. The answer is Andrew Luck. 1-0, Hot Wings. Who is the second president of the United States to be assassinated while in office? Hot Wings said Monroe. Mike said McKinley. The answer is James Garfield.
Man, I don't know who's... I don't know which one's those guys other than Lincoln.
Who replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer for Van Halen? You both, of course, said Sammy Hagar. You are both correct. 2-1. Hot Wings. Which country has the most dogs in the world? Hot Wings said China. And Mike said the United States. Mike is right, and
really?
We are tied at 2.
They're so big.
In which city would you find Lombard Street, which claims to be the crookedest street in the world? Howing said San Francisco. Mike said San Francisco. Both correct. And we're tied at 3. Joe,
oh boy.
What did the clock say?
Tell you what, not too bad of a game when it comes to close.
Well, you guys, just loser. Captains of show business when it comes to this,
I
given
liked
the
it.
Times update.
I
of course
it.
You did.
Yeah, thought it was good. The loser, 46, 22. The winner, 34, 12. The winner today is... High Wings!
No. Oh. Mike, you tried too hard on that football question.
I can't believe I lost on a sports question.
To Hot Wings.
Yeah.
I know, and I missed on the president one. That was another sad one.
And you passed on Sammy Hagar, which shocked me because you owned a record store.
I didn't own it. I just worked in it. Plus, I was never a big Van Halen fan anyway, so.
What was your favorite section, though? Like, was it the rock section, or was it, like, jazz? Or
I'm an R&B guy.
Or immigrant R&B. Teenagers.
Okay, R&B. Okay. I should have known you referenced Stevie Wonder lyrics.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Thanks
for
listening.
Thanks.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.